Right, should we get him in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to welcome the future star of Strictly Come Dancing. He's going to love the spray tans and the outfits. Please welcome everybody's favourite footballer, if you're Robbie Savage, it's Robbie Savage! Woo! Here he is! Look there. Oh, careful. Tino just kissed you. You'll have fake tan now.
Hey. Morning.
Morning.
Morning,
morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Christopher, good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Robert.
Good.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Look like you've been away, Robbie.
Spray tan.
Spray tan. Now.
I'm buzzing with it. I love it.
Is it true you've agreed to do Strictly just so you now have an excuse for having a spray tan? Are you a spray tanner, like, generally? Do you like a spray tan?
No, I'm not a spray tan person. First one I've ever had.
Right.
Holidays.
And you loved it, didn't you?
I loved it, mate. It was great. It makes me teeth.
Dave,
so
you got spray tan when you did Dance of the Night.
I did, and funnily enough, I had a text before from our mutual friend Joe,
yes.
Right, who said, you might be able to pass on some tips to Robbie about fake tans, and I said, there's nothing at all that I can tell Robbie about fake tan that he doesn't already know.
I washed it off after 8 hours last night because they said leave it till this morning, leave it overnight, but I had to wash my hair. My hair's better on the second day. It's too fluffy. It's too fluffy when you wash it the first day.
Is it true if your hair was to be cut off, you would just collapse onto the floor and that's it?
I'll lose all my power.
Yeah. The power's gone without the hair, Dom.
True.
You must know that.
I'm powerless.
You know, when your hair went, your football skills went down the floor. Well, Robbie, there's a lot to talk about.
Oh, wow.
Many things to talk about. You were last on the show in June, was it really?
It's gone quick, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. We wouldn't have had you back on apart from to rip you about doing Strictly.
I know.
So it starts on Saturday.
Saturday, we do the recorded show tonight, which goes out on Saturday.
Okay.
So I find out who I'm dancing with tonight.
Oh,
wow.
In front of a live audience. I know I won't. I'd like to get Natalie or Aliona.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What do you mean? Wow.
Who does your missus want you to get?
None of them.
Anton de Beck.
Unbelievable.
Now, I think, without giving too much away, I don't think it's a secret, but I think they do it on height.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Now, what are the girls that you want? Are they the same height as you or not?
No, Natalie's the tallest girl, so I think she'll get Audley Harrison.
Yeah, right. I do.
And there's Dan Lobb.
Lobb.
Yeah. Good surname, that.
Yeah. He's on it, isn't he?
Especially for Strictly.
Lobb's on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Lobb's on.
who knows?
Mm.
Who's the other guy? Who's the fellow? Who's
Jason
your man?
Donovan's in it.
Jason Donovan's in it. Now, so I take it you've met everybody.
Yes.
When was the first time you met everyone?
That was on last Wednesday.
Right. Jason's a nice fella.
Yeah, very, very good dancer.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Really?
Harry from McFly.
Yeah.
Very good dancer.
Well, Dave was saying he was
brilliant because he did that special for Comic Relief.
It's unfair. He shouldn't be in it. He's done it before.
You're right.
Well, yeah. And
kick his ass. Push him over.
Lovely guy, though.
You could tackle him.
The thing I can't work out, Chris.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Is in the studio, mm-hmm. All the male dancers are shouting Nancy, Nancy, for Nancy Dolio, and they're looking at me. Can't work it out.
The Search for Nancy. That was a different show, wasn't it?
There's two Nancys in it.
Nancy. Audley's like this. Excuse me? No, not you.
I'd be giving Audley a bit of stick for not throwing a punch against David A.
What, ordinary?
Not ordinary. Lovely guy, though.
Hey, he's a nice fella.
Lovely guy.
Who else is on? Let me have a look. Where was Mel?
There's Edwina Curry.
Yes.
Yeah. Anita Dobson, who's lovely.
When you met them all the other, what was it, last Wednesday, was that when you finally found out the full list, or did you know who was doing it beforehand?
That's when we found out the full list.
Okay. But you've obviously heard the rumours.
Who was your... Who out of the list did you go to your missus? Who's that? I'd never heard of him. Who is it?
None of them.
You liar! Savage, you liar. Mr. Honest on Twitter, all of a sudden now. It's amazing, Dave. It's like you when you started doing Dance of the Night. All of a sudden, Kerry Katona was a lovely, caring
She's
mother.
A lovely,
and a lovely
honest.
Woman.
She's a lovely girl as Kerry.
Right.
I'm in the same hotel as Young Chelsea from Waterloo Road.
Yeah. Right.
I don't watch Waterloo Road.
Neither do I.
So I'll be honest, when she was sitting there, I didn't actually know who she was.
You thought she'd come up for an autograph?
Yes, or fancied me. she is absolutely wonderful. She's beautiful. And she's, what a lovely, lovely person. She
right.
is. Brilliant, honestly.
Yeah.
They're Holly, all nice.
Holly Valance is doing it as well.
Yeah, Holly, she is.
She's very cute.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, whatever you're thinking, that's not going to happen.
I know. In her dreams.
Mm. I tell you what, Mrs. Savage, have your nuts off.
I know.
Now, Russell Grant.
What an absolute legend.
Yeah, he's crackers, though, right?
Crackers?
Yeah.
Crackers.
Yeah.
He's a similar shape to you.
Listen, he's apparently, he reckons he's lost 10 stone.
Yeah, similar to you now.
Not a chance. If he's lost 10 stone, the only way he's lost 10 stone is if he sold his car.
He's at what? He has. He was 25 stone. He's down to 16.
Get lost.
Chris, he is. He is.
Whoa.
And what an abs. He's the nicest man I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Except for you. He is wonderful. Fabulous.
Has he read your palm yet? I looked in your tea leaves.
He's going to.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I'm sure he will.
Exactly.
Give me your hand, dear.
Jupiter's rising over Uranus.
Yeah. So, how long have you been training?
4 days.
Oh, really?
I am hopeless, Chris, honestly. Hopeless. And I wasn't going to do it. I was last minute because I know I'm going to get loads of stick.
Of course you will. But I think you'll be... I think it's a really interesting lineup this year. It's probably one of the best lineups they've had for a while. Because I've heard of almost everybody, which is good. Nancy Dell'Aglio, who cares about her? But, you know, you watch. Give it like 6 weeks in, and I'll be like, and Nancy Dell'Aglio's a lovely woman, isn't she? You know, like you always do, you always turn. But I think you're going to be good, because we're saying this morning, because you used to be a semi-professional sportsman, I think you'll have a laugh, but I think you'll actually take it quite seriously.
I just want people to change the perception of me, because on the pitch, everybody knows I was an idiot. And I'll be honest, I was sometimes. But off the field, I'm just a normal guy. And if that comes across, I'll be delighted.
Robbie, to be fair, Robbie was saying that to me on the phone the other day when he was driving his Ferrari. He was just saying, Chris...
It was Lamborghini, Chris.
Sorry. Because I'm just a down-to-earth guy. Sorry, my butler's bringing me some fresh Perrier. Hello, Tarquin.
To counteract some of the stick that you're going to get, I'd just like to say that I think it takes a real man to look amazing in Lycra.
I thought you looked brilliant.
Thank you. You know, I think it's a true sign of manliness.
For my press shirt, I had a pink shirt on.
Yeah, I saw it.
I've been in the gym every day trying to build my muscles up. That's not worked.
Right. Let's have a look. You don't have many guns, do you?
No guns at all. And they're tight. The claws are tight. It's bad.
It's a lot of breathing in going on.
It's bad. The only positive is it gives you a free pass, really, to get close to another woman, doesn't it? It's brilliant. You know, you go out at night sometimes as a footballer, you think you do get a few girls throwing yourselves at you, but you can't do it.
Right.
And this is like a free pass to really get in there.
Yeah. And how is Mrs. Savage with that?
She's great, mate. My wife's brilliant. She's supportive and, you know.
Well, she'd have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, hard must be hard for her. I wouldn't like my wife. I'll be honest with you, doing it with a fit bloke. I don't mean it that way.
You mean if your wife was dancing with you?
I tell you what, if she's finding it hard after a few weeks, what we'll do is we'll take you on one Saturday night when you're doing Strictly, we'll get tickets for X Factor and take your missus.
She'd love that.
We'll have a night out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. Saturday, then, it starts on the telly. And you'll see Robbie Savage. So you're not dancing on Saturday?
We're dancing tonight, which is recorded
for Saturday. Yeah. But is that like everyone dancing together?
Yes, the group dance.
Right, okay.
I'm really, really nervous. I don't think I'll last, Chris, I'll be honest. I need all the support I can get off you.
What are your moves like?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Drunken.
Have you got rhythm?
Have I got rhythm? Well, I would say so, but I'm not one of these people who gets up and dance.
Do you play any instrument?
No. No.
See, Harry...
Harry's very good.
Who is a very good dancer, is a drummer. Mm. So I don't know if there's a connection, but he can obviously keep time. He's got a good sense of timing.
Lulu's great.
Well, Lulu's God, love brilliant. Lulu.
Then again, I can play bongos and I can dance for toffee.
Rory Bremner can't be that good.
He's okay.
Really?
Yeah. He was funny yesterday because he was standing behind Nancy and he was doing an impression of Sven, like, well, but is that Sven?
Yeah.
And he done it for about a minute, and Nancy turned around and she went, who's that? It was brilliant.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
It's a good show this year, Chris, because I think halfway through, whoever gets through to halfway stage is going to be performing in front of 6,500 people at Wembley Stadium.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Mm. And then the final's going to be at Blackpool, which
is... Yeah, they love the Blackpool shows. It's always good, the Blackpool show.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie Savage is doing Strictly Come Dancing.
Wow. I think it's really exciting. Genuinely.
Well. It was either that or go to Leeds United.
Mm.
I would have got, Leeds United. I said it in, I think it was York's Evening Post.
It was.
That's the only team I would have come out of retirement for.
It was on the paper the other day. Mm. Was there any communication whatsoever?
No.
Right.
None. I was gutted, really. I would love to have played for them.
Well, I know, I sent you a message on Twitter. Yeah. You and I had a bit of banter on Twitter about going to Leeds.
Yeah.
And you said then, you went, do you know what? It's probably the only club I'd consider
That's
at this stage.
Yeah.
Because you'd made your mind up to go, right, I'm done.
To be fair, I'm better than Michael Brown.
Well, you're better than Pele, Robbie.
No, I wasn't that far.
Right. I mean, Brian Pele. You know him. Mm. He was on the bench at Scarborough.
Mm.
Well, you know, we don't... Obviously, at Leeds, look, you know, we don't need you. Look at us, flying high at the moment.
But what I can
say... You chop the table in half.
You know, the professional dancers.
Mm.
There's James Jordan, there's Brendan Cole, Anton Dubek's great, but they're so good dancers. Really, really unbelievable. Mm.
It's when they do. It's like when Dave did Dancing on Ice. You kind of go and you have a laugh and some people are better than others and, you know, obviously Dave was brilliant every single week.
Yeah, every week.
And then you see the pros come out and do their little skating routine together and you go, God. And they were doing some moves that you just think, oh, my God, they're going to crack ahead on the ice, and it's perfect. And the same with Strictly.
Mm.
You know, it's not really my type of show, but
would you, ever
you
do
can't help
that,
me
though?
Be impressed.
Would what? You ever do it?
Something
like that? Never?
No. What, Strictly?
Yeah.
Never.
I'd love to see
you'd
that.
Be great on it.
And you know what? So many people say to me, you'd lose loads of weight and you get in shape. I'm like, well, then why don't I just go down the gym from Saturday night every week when it starts and I'll lose weight anyway.
Mate, you'd love it. Trust
By
me.
The time Strictly finishes, I'll have done another stone and I won't have had to wear any lycra and have a fake tan.
You'd be down to 15.
You would enjoy it because it's competitive as well.
Hey?
You would enjoy it because it's competitive as well.
You would
you get into it.
It's not for me. Not now.
Not now.
Yeah. You know, I understand why you've done it. You know, your career's and slumped. You've got nothing to do. You've got to reinvent yourself. I understand why you're doing it. It's a clever move. I mean, Steve, you must have been depressed when you retired. You considered going to Leeds United, for God's sake. His missus like that, Robbie, for God's sake, do something. That's Strictly something else.
It's just a boredom fact. In the day, I do nothing. You know, I'm retired, so in the day, nothing.
Come on, work here at management. You sound like you've got all the right credentials.
They say that you come on the Chris Moore Show twice in your career, once on the way up and once on the way back. And it's great to have you back, Robbie.
Yeah!
2 months later.
There you are. All right, well, hang around. We've still got loads of other things to talk about. But you're also doing the Question of Sport tour.
Yes. Yes.
And Strictly.
Yes.
So you've got to train for Strictly every day.
I'm going to be doing 8 hours a day because I have to, Chris, because my big thing, well, as a footballer, I wasn't the best. And I had to give everything that I had, every single training session, every single game, to be at my level. And that still wasn't very good. And it's even worse at dancing.
But you stop picking yourself up.
So I've got to train and train and train. And all I can do is get 100%.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good enough, but I just want to stay until about halfway. Mm. It's all I want, really. I don't want to go out in the second week. I'll be devastated. And if I go out in the second week, basically, everybody hates me.
Yeah.
But if you give 100%, though, people are gonna like you for that, and they're going to admire you for that.
Don't Hang you on. Vote for the people you want?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's as many people hate you, just not as many people want you.
That's brilliant.
That's as half full as I need it.
It's not hatred, it's just popularity.
Yeah. And he's Welsh.
It is, mate. There's three Welsh in it this year.
Well, my
me,
parents...
Alex Jones.
Right, my parents Russell. Will be voting for you.
Thank you.
I can guarantee that.
Do you speak Welsh?
Yes.
Well, of course you do. He just said
hello, bore da, hello.
Bore da.
Oh, Pembroke Apples.
Yeah.
Mind your language, please. all right, well, look, let's do Dave's Tedious Link, then we'll come back with more of Mr. Robbie Savage, and... yes.
talking about ballroom dancing in the studio.
7 minutes past nine. That was David's Tedious Link. And let's go back to Mr. Robbie Savage. Chris Moyle Show. Robbie Savage. International Radio. Hey, you got a surprise for you.
Is it here now?
Yes. Yeah.
Got a surprise for you.
What's
Someone
it?
Wants to come and say hello. Bring him in. It's Dion Dublin. Come on in, Dion.
He's doing the Question of Sport Tour with
Dion. No, I know.
Actually, I'm playing against him tomorrow night, Chris.
Where? What?
In the John Hartson Foundation.
Right.
It's live on TV, and it's for his charity. It's Wales Legends against England Legends at Pride Park.
Wow. And you're playing?
Yeah, well, Wales Legends.
Right.
Don't be so nasty to
and
me.
And Dion's playing?
Dion's playing. There's Ian Wright, Steve McManaman, Ricky Whittle, you know, all that kind
of... Right, OK. What's on? Channel 5?
ITV4.
ITV4. All right, OK.
Great call.
Yeah, absolutely. And great to see John Hartson on the telly last night.
Looks
and,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
After what he's been through.
He's back to eating his 4 hamburgers a day.
Yeah, it's good to see.
Do you think Dion and you will recreate a bit of legendary football on the pitch action?
I hope not. We've made up now. You know, we're both professionals. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Nice. Dion sent me a message saying that hopefully Robbie's going to recreate that infamous moment on the pitch. I said, oh, what, when he tackled you? And he went, no, when he missed all them shots on goal.
To be fair, I've got to be careful, you know, because
you've got to watch.
If I get injured.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful. You don't want to get damaged for Strictly.
No,
you can't be dancing around on crutches.
It's very true.
So, what else? So, you're doing a Question of Sport tour.
Yeah, I think that's 10 shows around the country. Hopefully, while I'm still in Strictly, but I'll be honest, I think I'd have been out by then. It starts in October.
You'll still be in. Defo.
I don't think I'll.
Oh, come on. You got to think positive.
But you're not allowed, you know, it's killed me a little bit on Twitter because now we've had all the legal department and you're not allowed to say vote for me.
Why not?
Why?
Not allowed to. No, not allowed.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, we're not allowed to. So
what? Rubbish.
I'm only saying what they say. You're not allowed to say it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Why are you not allowed to say vote for me?
I'd have no idea.
Well, I'll tell you what, don't worry about it. I'm allowed to say vote for you. Don't worry, right? Just go on Twitter and go, whatever you do, do not vote for me and do not call this number. 09011. Just say I told him not to do it.
Yeah.
Please don't vote for Robbie Savage 2 or 3 times every week.
Yeah, I couldn't have made it more clear.
Do you know, on Twitter last night, there's so many nice you, Chris, Rio Ferdinand, Lord Sugar,
I loved a bit of banter with you, Lord Sugar, giving you a bit of stick.
Just says get your hair cut every tweet. Every tweet, get your hair cut. Can't work it out for such a clever man.
I love the fact that Lord Alan Sugar, this very incredible business-minded fella, just loves. I get abuse from him on Twitter.
Do you as well?
Yeah. He basically sends me fat jibes.
It's random too.
I know.
Just get your hair cut.
I love it.
But when he came in here, not so many months ago, maybe 6 months ago, he wasn't even on Twitter, was he? And he'd literally just registered, and now he's like one of the sort of kingpins on there.
I'm doing a 606 with him.
Are you?
Me and Lord Sugar, we're doing a 606 together.
What, with Chappers as well, or just
no,
you
just
two?
Just me and Lord Sugar.
Really?
Yeah.
Chappers' replacement on 5 Live is now Lord Sugar. I don't know whether that's a bad thing or a good thing. Wow.
But
Chappers used to take time off Scott's show, they just didn't bother replacing him. Now they get Lord Sugar to
Amazing
replace him.
Amazing how things have changed.
Who's his driver? The Pope? All right, so you got that. Of course, Robbie, and you might not know this, but you might know this if you follow Robbie on Twitter, he may have mentioned it. He won the Sony Rising Star Award in radio at the Sony Radio Awards. It was the same award ceremony when I won nothing.
Yeah, and you've won 3 or 4 before, though.
Yeah, but of course.
Yeah.
Look at this show. It's the best show on the radio.
Totally agree with you.
That and 606.
Thank you.
Where's that clip of that we had of Savage sticking up for Chappers?
Oh. Did you hear the one this Sunday?
No.
Because I cane Scottish football, really. The
right.
SPL, I don't think it's the best league in the world. Mm. So some guy come on and he's gone, why do you always have a go at the Scottish football? I said, I just don't believe the league's that good.
Yeah.
And he said, and I said on Twitter, tongue in cheek, if I put my boots back on now, went in the Scottish league, I'd be one of the best players in it. So he's come on and he's absolutely hammered me and he said, you know, we don't want you up here anyway because your conduct on and off the field is disgusting. I went, hang on a minute, maybe on the field, off the field... What do you mean? Enjoy his answer.
You're a fascinating man, Robbie.
I love the fact that you can see that on the field. You've heard it was at times discussed.
But Chris, do you know what his answer was? What? We don't want you here because off the field, your conduct... I said, go on then. How did I fall out of nightclubs drunk? Did I do this?
Yeah.
He said, no, because everybody knows you wear bad clothes.
Do you know what?
That's his answer.
Yeah, and he's good point. And I'm sticking up for him. He's right.
Was it the week before when you had the fella come on and sort of said, no disrespect, Robbie, but I don't listen or agree with anything you say. And it's like, how can you say no disrespect? And then follow that. It was the funniest thing.
But Robbie, listen. Let me give you some advice. I'll give you a nickel's worth of free advice, right?
Thank you.
Coming from somebody who, you know, I try and keep my head down and just do my job, right? I'm just a bit gobby when I do my job.
You do it very well.
You won't believe this, Robbie. There's a lot of people out there in the UK hate my guts, right? So...
Yeah, why? It's jealousy.
Well, whatever. Yeah. No, well, I don't believe it. I don't believe it is. I'm sure that's part of it, but I'm thinking a lot of people find me irritating and whatnot, and, you know, each to their own. There are people that I don't like that I've never met, I'm sure, are perfectly nice, but, you know, they just irritate the crap out of me, right? However, when you're saying, I want to go on Strictly because... I can't do your weird accent. I want to go Strictly. I just want people to see I'm all right. You know, on the pitch, I was one thing. If you hate me on the pitch, fine. But you see another side of me. I'm all right. I'm a nice bloke. And then you're there going, to prove you're a nice bloke, you're saying, well, really, Scottish football is rubbish. And you don't know what you're talking about, son. But I'm a lovely fella. Please love me. It might not be the best way to do it.
Fair point.
Just to say. Now, granted, I'm thinking... You know, unless they're die-hard football fans, most Scottish football fans would agree it's not the best league in the world. But you can't say it's all rubbish.
I didn't, yeah, but I could still play in it now. No question. But what right is a guy to say to me, your conduct off the field?
Because you wear bad clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right. Well, I agree.
Do I?
Yeah, you're a disgrace.
Am I?
Yeah, look what you're wearing.
I think I look very...
You look like a lumberjack who got dressed in the dark.
It was in.
What?
This colour's in.
Yeah, 1976. Not that I know. I wasn't around, of course. I don't know. Did you find that clip?
Unfortunately, we don't have it anymore.
Oh, what?
The only one we do have is you singing.
Oh, no, not that one.
I'm afraid that's the only one we do have.
Yeah. 9:14. Most footballers will be training by now, won't they?
They'll be having their breakfast.
I wonder if anyone listening. We should have got Rio on to give Savage some stew. Mm.
To be fair, he's been great for me on Twitter. He is good on Twitter.
Yeah, he is good.
Very good.
He's a busy boy. He trains for 45 minutes a day, every day. He's on Twitter for 23 hours a day.
It's addictive, Chris, though, isn't it? You're not as much on it now, is it?
I pulled back a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on it a lot, man.
Because I realised that I'd be on Twitter and I'd be reading somebody going, oh, I've stopped following whoever. Because all they do is, like, go, oh, I'm tired today. Or this is what I'm having for my tea. Minutes after I just posted a picture of what I'm having for my tea. And I'm thinking, maybe I need to be a little bit more creative.
If you retweet the bad stuff people say about you, they love you. And if you retweet the nice things, people think you love yourself.
But the weird thing is, since I pulled back on Twitter, my followers are going up and up. When I was busting a gut trying to keep people entertained on there...
Do you know why? I've discovered this. When you sign up to Twitter, it offers you a handful of people that you might want to follow, and you're one of them.
So yeah, oh, I know that. I know that, because often people go, people have just recommended I follow Chris Moyles. Not that idiot. And I'm like... But they put my name in and they send it to me. Why have you said that to me?
I know. It's like you would never slag someone off, but actually get them in the room first so they could hear it. Would you?
No.
But you wouldn't walk up to somebody in a pub and go, here, mate, you got a really bad hair and crap jeans on, and walk off. You just wouldn't do it unless you're nuts.
It happened to me at Man U the other week. I went to watch Man U Spurs. This is where I don't like Chris, and I'm sure if you might not have experienced this, but when I took my little boy to watch United Spurs.
Right.
United won 3-0. Mm-hmm. Went to the, like, near the family stand.
Yeah.
Had my little boy with me holding his hand because there was so many people there.
Right.
Some guy asked for my photo. So I put my left arm around the guy, hold my little boy in my right arm, who's 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And some guy come out of the crowd and punched me in the back of the head.
I heard about this.
What?
Just, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, no reason. And he just walked off swaggering and hit a bag of chips in one hand as well.
He
shocked
did?
It, yeah. Mm. And he punched me and... Yeah, it's shocking.
Do you know
shocking.
What? Well, that's you know,
it's not
look,
right.
There's banter and there's you know, there's completely out of order.
That's out of order.
Do you want some? This
do you know what? They should ban him for life.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go up to a normal random guy in the street. Of course you wouldn't.
Alad might. Alad's nuts.
Especially on a Friday night.
Yeah, he's crazy. He loves a bit of aggro.
But no, that, on Twitter as well, people think they can abuse you randomly. Like, I woke up this morning with 100 or 200 tweets absolutely abusing me for no reason.
Well, how about
do you want a hug?
That was Chris.
I do.
Listen, I've got some good text for you, right, which will make you feel better. Chris, I saw Savage dancing in Liquid in Wrexham 8 years ago. Put your money on Audrey Harrison. So drop her from home. Robbie Savage, you're an absolute legend. Wetting myself listening. Robbie for the win and a part in Mamma Mia. Will Robbie wear his hair up or down on Strictly? It's another question.
High ponytail.
Maybe the new Ann Whittaker. Robbie Savage sounds like a good lad. I've changed my mind, although he still played for Dirty Dirty Derby. Obviously from Forest fan. And finally, what an absolute legend. Never knew Robbie was so down to earth. Hope he wins from Graham in Skipton.
Thank you. See,
it's not all, you know, hatred and abuse.
Yeah, but a lot is. And I just can't understand it, honestly. The only reason I'm doing the show is for my mum. That's the reason.
Really?
Yeah, because I was one of the last ones to sign up and I've got offered it months ago and I just can't do it. And then my mum, who loves the show, you know, just said, go on, son, what have you got to lose?
Oh, how lovely. He's such a sensitive guy, Robbie Savage, isn't he? He really is.
But I'm not putting this on. This is me. This is how I am.
You're a bit wet, aren't you, in real life? You know.
What I need to do, I need to go on 2 foot Len Goodman tonight, don't I?
You know what you need? You
get my credibility back.
That's what you need to do.
Need to 2 foot.
I think you're marvellous, Robbie. I think you're lovely. Quite frankly, who cares what you think, Grandad? Next.
You just need to let him know that you're there, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a stamp my authority early on. 2 foot Sunday.
Is Alicia on the judging panel again? Alicia Dixon?
Don't know. I hope she would be. She's gorgeous.
Now, she's lovely.
Yeah.
Right? You will have the best laugh with her.
Right.
Oh, and beautiful.
Yeah, she is beautiful.
Beautiful, stunning, lovely, everything. You want to get her laughing. You get her laughing, that's it.
There's so many beautiful people on there, and me.
And you? Have we got Alicia laughing?
Yeah, top left.
All right. Once you get this girl laughing, honestly, have you not heard her laugh?
No.
Oh, what? That's what she's like. We should go 1 week.
She's a top girl.
Will you come 1 week and watch me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'll come down.
I think we get 2 tickets per show.
Oh, don't worry about that.
But I think if you're famous, you're getting...
Dude, don't worry about that. I know exactly how to get sneak into that studio. It's not a problem.
Will you hold the board up? Come on, Robbie.
No.
I don't know. Oh, my God, go on, Dave. we've still got a load of those left in the lockup.
Yeah, we've still got the I love you, Daddy, like signs and all that.
See, Dave, just before he dances, love you, Daddy!
Love you, Daddy!
As much as I think that the dancing's going to be so hard, the one on ice must be so difficult.
Yeah, did you not see the show?
Yeah. I mean, I made it look difficult.
But yeah. I couldn't
it is.
So you'll come and watch me 1 week?
Of course we will, defo.
Why not?
Make it early, though.
No, I will.
make it week one or two.
Listen, me and Dave and Alan will definitely come 1 week because we always wanted to meet Jason Donovan. By the way, the new series is Strictly, which is on Saturday.
6:10.
6:10, BBC One, BBC One HD. It's a red carpet event. And it's basically, as Robbie said, all the celebrities meet their dance partner for the first time. And there is a special guest star on the show. Robbie, who is it?
Can I say
it? Yeah.
It's on my list.
Oh, then fine.
Oh, okay. It's another Welsh legend.
I'm talking about American.
Oh.
Dolly Parton's on the show.
Oh, I thought it was Bonnie Tyler. Dolly Parton, that was Bonnie Tyler.
No,
oh, I got it wrong. Great, looking forward to seeing
it. Oh my God, Robbie, you should walk up to Dolly Parton and go, "I'm holding out for a hero."
Turn around, bright eyes.
I don't know what. That's not one of my songs.
Wait, where in Wales are you from?
Texas, baby.
Dollywood.
Dollywood.
All right.
Oh, man. Wow. I tell you what, I could have done with Dolly Parton yesterday. I could have done with bumping into her into town when I was getting caught in the rain. He could have just stood underneath him. You could have kept half of North London dry.
Apparently she's tiny.
Who?
Dolly Parton.
I'm not talking about her height, love.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm talking about, you know.
Keep up.
Yeah. I love a locker. I must have a locker. So there you are. Yeah, and Alicia is judging Craig Revel Horwood. Now, he'll be a bully.
But my philosophy on that is... if he's
Bruno will love you. Oh, Robbie, you think you're amazing. You're fabulous. Oh, look at your body. Look how you're glistening in the light. That's fabulous. And then I'll go, shut up, you. Now, Robbie, I like what you did. You gave it your all. And I've got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed that. It's absolutely marvellous. And then Elise will be like... And Craig will go, you stink. Brilliant.
And we can bring back the Strictly game as well when that starts.
Yeah, we can.
It's a great show.
I think you'll get on with Brendan Cole as well.
See, when I retired, we got offered everyone. Every reality show.
Right.
And Strictly is the only one I do. Because Dancing Lights, I couldn't do Dancing Lights because I... On skates, couldn't do that. Couldn't eat bugs in the jungle.
Right.
And Celebrity Big Brother, not for me. So Strictly for me is... Dancing and Ice and Strictly for me are the more credible ones, I believe.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
And Strictly is. I love that.
And of course, Celebrity Coach Trip on Channel 4.
Yeah, that's true. Coming soon.
Yeah, that's right. So, what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Well, I'm getting picked up at 11 o'clock to go. See, the word I don't like, the celebrities get picked up. I'm not a celebrity. Do you know what I mean? The celebs over here, I'm not a celeb. Do you know what I mean? I don't feel I'm a celebrity. You're a celebrity. Fair point, yeah?
I know.
You're a celebrity. I know what I mean. You're a celebrity. I'm not a celebrity.
Well...
It's a fair point, Christopher.
I don't like the word celebrity.
Yeah, but I don't like it. It's the celebs over here. The celebs are getting picked up at 11 o'clock. Then the celebs...
Would you prefer? Legends?
No, just...
Talent?
Just unbelievably good-looking guys.
The divvies. Mm. The hunks are being picked up on the hunk bus.
But do you know what I mean? I just feel like...
Yeah, but just go with it. You know, that's the nature of the show.
And
it's just
like, you know, when you're like, you're filming, we filmed the trail in a street and it was a hot day and they come and put umbrellas above your head to protect... Hang on a minute, that's not... My mum would kill me if she seen that. Do you know what I mean?
But you know, it's all part and parcel of it. When you were a footballer, did a younger lad clean your boots?
No.
Really?
No, I cleaned Mark Hughes and Brian Robson's boots, but it's all changed now. They don't clean your boots.
Why is that?
They bought a big washing machine.
Yeah, football's changed. You know, I think you're grounded and you learn your trade.
It's important to learn respect.
But now there's academies now, and no, they don't do it now. Don't do it now.
Oh.
So I'm getting picked up at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
As a celebrity.
Yeah, sure.
On the red carpet, is it the press, and then we rehearse, and then we do the live, the recorded show tonight. At 7 o'clock.
Right.
Which then you meet your partner. I hope I get Natalie, because she's got lovely blonde hair. Like, maybe look great together, honestly. God, you don't know who's who.
Yeah, exactly. If you do a twirl too quickly.
You know, in the same way that Brian May and Anita Dobson, their hair sort of moulds into one, you'd be the same if you got her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Hi, I know nothing about football or Robbie, but he sounds like a great person. I will watch in anticipation, and that's from Robbie's agent. And that's from Mandy in Suffolk. I went to Pride Park. Robbie was the only one who stopped for a photo. Top person. Good luck.
Thank you.
I bet he didn't ask, though. Do you want a picture? No, mate, I'm just stood outside waiting for my mate. He's having a wee. Come on, lads.
I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah.
The group dance, to be fair, it's 2.5 minute routine. It's hard. You do... it's hard.
I'm going to sit there with a couple of beers and a takeaway and watch it, and I'm looking forward to it already.
Yeah.
But I think all the people, the professional dancers are really nervous meeting their partners, because if you're a real fit bloke, you want to get a young dancer, really, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't think you want an old one, do you?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Let's be honest. If you want to win it...
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be dragging Whittaker around, do you?
Well,
what if they team up with Russell Grant?
I'd love to. He's brilliant, mate. Honest to God, he is.
You're not going
to
lift him, though, are you? You're not going to do half of the time my life with him. You do. I've done me back in.
I've got a hernia.
What a great man,
Russell.
Yeah, brilliant. Honestly, can't speak highly enough of him.
All right. Well, look. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
And you're going to come?
Yes.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Good.
He is right, though. We can't muck around with dates.
Yeah, early doors.
My only trouble is I'm solid for the next 3 weekends.
You're always busy.
It might be too late already. I'll talk to you about that off the air. Robbie sent me a message going, I'm down in London this weekend. I said, dude, I'm away this weekend. I'm really sorry. He sent me one the next week saying, I'm coming down on Friday. I said, we're doing the show in Leeds this week. So I'll be in Leeds. He sent me a message the next week, and I went, on my life, we're in Liverpool. I said, Robbie, I know this looks like I'm doing everything to avoid you. It's just these weekends you've chosen. But this weekend, what are you doing?
I am... Yes, I'm down here.
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm sorry. I've been invited to audition for the SPL. I said, bring your boots and we'll see if you're good enough.
He's got trials at Kilmarnock.
But I'm going to be down for a few weeks now, hopefully, and then in that way we can have a pint.
You'll be fine. You'll be good. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. And we'll all be right behind you, obviously, in an equal and fair BBC way. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robbie Savage.
Thank you. Yes,
and then we'll do it again. Let's do it. 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 And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. I got a feeling.